Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my friend Thane with us from Innovations Tomorrow. Hey, Thane, how you doing today?
Kevin, I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. So why don't we go right to the beginning? Let's talk about some of the services that you offer to give people a little overview of your business.
Sure, Kevin. Some of the services we offer leadership workshops where we come in and we actually try to help develop the leadership within a business. We try to show you how leadership can actually help improve engagement and decrease employee turnover. We have another product that we offer that's called a lunch and learn. I actually come in and I do a cookout. I bring my grill, I bring all my gear, and I do my ribs. They're award-winning ribs. I've won a couple of competitions doing them. We do that. And, you know, breaking bread together is one of the things that brings people together. You know that from your B2B sessions where you have people come together. We have pizza and we have sodas and we all sit around and talk. Mine's a little more extravagant, and it takes a little bit longer than a regular lunch and learn. But it's really great because we all do that. I do the cooking. Then we all eat, then we clean up. Everybody helps clean up, so it's kind of a group effort. We bring everyone together, and then we do a little session on leadership, and they've been really beneficial. And the final thing that I'm really working on now are my leadership workshop retreats that are at our beach house on Ocean Isle Beach in North Carolina, doing a couple of those a year. And then by next year, we're hoping to do a couple in Vermont where I live as well. So trying to go from beach to mountain, mountain to beach. And they're very limited. 5 to 6 people come to those. And it's a pretty robust event. So those are some of the main things I'm doing right now to try to really get the message out there of trying to get people to develop themselves to be the leader that they want to see in the world.
It's really interesting. I have to admit, I've never really gave a lot of thought into leadership until I started teaching. And when you see the leadership term come up in almost every business class we teach, and it causes you to reflect on the people you've had in your life and their leadership abilities or lack thereof. And you realize, wow, I didn't put it together when I was younger, but the organizations I worked in that didn't have strong leadership suffered and in many cases went out of business. Leadership is just so essential, right?
It is. I went to the John Maxwell certification program in Orlando a couple of years ago. I'd been in business for a few years, and I wanted to add a few more things to my toolbox. John Maxwell teaches everything rises and falls on leadership, and it's one of those things that, it sounds kind of cool, but then you start to understand it. You hear so much about toxic workplaces where in certain work environments where that's allowed to go on. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the top person doing it, but the top person allows it to go on. And you're right, it can be so fatal to an organization. And sometimes what I see is where it doesn't actually put the organization down, but it does hinder it, where people are not going to be as engaged as they should be. They don't want to even interact with the person they're reporting to, maybe because they are toxic. So it hinders progress, and it causes a lack of trust. And one of my beliefs is a lack in trust actually slows down production. And a perfect example of how lack of trust can slow things down is look at 9/11. After 9/11, look how long it took you to get through the airport line because of trust. We didn't trust people. Before that, I could get to the airport 45 minutes beforehand, no problem, get on my plane. And depending on where you're flying out of, Orlando, I have to leave my hotel. I have to be there 3 hours before I want to get on the plane. And that's all due to we don't trust the people getting on the plane anymore. Everyone has to be searched. So, it's an overused term these days, leadership is, but I think it's a very vital component of any business and how the business is run.
So what do you see as the greatest value your services can bring to a business then, my friend?
What I see, the value I bring, so many times people ask what the dollar return on what I bring is. And I don't ever really have the ability to put that in perspective because it's going to depend on how much they implement of what we're trying to teach. But the greatest value I see is that it allows the team to work better together. And what I try to teach people is leadership has nothing to do with your position or title. It has to do with your ability to inspire others to do more, to inspire others to be the best they can be. And when everyone is working harder to achieve that level, because I don't believe we ever fully reach our potential, but we're always working towards our potential. Now you have people firing on all cylinders, trying to do more, not for themselves, but for the other people. When you're serving true leadership, you're serving the people around you. And when you're serving people, now they want to serve you back. Whereas you're serving yourself, that creates that whole culture of self-service, especially if it starts at the top. I mean, how can you expect people to give their all to a business when they don't even want to talk to their manager because he's so toxic? It doesn't work that way. Now, if you can get people working together and working for each other, that's a beautiful thing. Now people are working more in synchronicity and more symbiotically, where what I do affects you and what you do affects me. When you can get people to understand that, now we're lifting each other up every day as opposed to dragging each other down. Because we all know that the workplace can be a very, very egocentric environment where we're all trying to get to the next level quicker. But if businesses run the right way and reward people for doing what they're supposed to do, it doesn't happen that way. What actually happens is people try more to serve each other and they reap the rewards for it.
I like how you spoke about leadership without titles, because that is a fascinating topic for me, because I meet so many people in organizations in the classroom who are leaders who just don't realize it. Now, I was having a conversation with someone, I'm like, you're an amazing leader. They're like, I'm not the boss. I'm like, hey, how come every time something goes wrong or right, everyone comes to you? And they're like, geez, I never thought of that. I'm like, that's your leadership skills. They have the trust and faith in you to always know that with something, they need help with something, you're going to be there for them. That's leadership. And to see the look on their face, like they never even knew they were being a leader. You must see that all the time.
I do, Kevin. I see that a lot. And what I try to explain to people when they say, oh, well, I'm not a leader, I'm not the head manager. And I say, yes, but you're the one that sets the example for this whole department, even though you're not the highest tiered employee. People look to you for what you're doing. And, you know, what we try to teach people is that leadership is to influence people and how they do things. And you can have leadership of intimidation or you can have leadership of inspiration. And to me, the better is obviously the inspirational leader. One of the ways I put that to the test is you look at leaders of intimidation and leaders of inspiration. Leaders of inspiration, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, people like that. And what I say about leaders of inspiration is once they've left this earth, their movement still continues to linger. Their movement still is inside of people because they burn a fire inside of people. Whereas leader of intimidation, such as Hitler or Mussolini, I hate to get so dark, but those are people who led by intimidation. And once they fall, their movement is pretty much gone. So leaders of inspiration, because they light a fire inside of people, can burn forever. But when you light a fire under people, those are short-lived fires. So when you see people who can inspire others to do more, you don't have to be the quarterback of the team to do that. You don't have to be the head coach. You can be one of the guys. You can be the tight end and be the leader of the team and leading through motivation, leading through example. And that's where I try to point that out to people. And sometimes when you do go into a business and you see that, you try to steer the owners and the higher-up managers to see this gentleman is a leader, this lady is a leader over here. Let's try to focus them into a position where they can have more effect and more influence on people over time. Let's not do it so immediate that they are put in shock, but let's try to move this person up the ladder because they can have a great influence on the whole team. And if you can get them up the ladder, they can influence even more to do better work. And that's sometimes hard for owners to receive, but usually the ones that do that have great return on the investment of the person they're putting it in.
So now, Dane, are there certain companies that you work with that are better fit for your services, or can you help pretty much any type of company?
You know, it's all about people. And yeah, there was a time when the green industry was what I served because that was where my background came from. But over time, as I started to walk into other businesses and work with other businesses, I realized that as long as they're willing to focus on the people and invest in their people, we can make their will of business stronger. I believe that everything starts with people. You don't have a sale without the person. You don't have a client without the person. So you have to start with the people. So I've not found that there's a type of business that our theories don't work for, our workshops don't work for, unless it's one that they don't value the people. If as long as you value people, then our systems will work for you.
So now, one of the things that in the short time we've known each other is you seem to travel quite a bit. So what's on store for 2020? Where are you going?
Well, I've got some appointments. I've got a few speaking gigs in the Massachusetts area. I'm going to be going into the Connecticut area actually next week to do a little bit of work. And I'm actually trying to do a few more workshops in my home state of Vermont, which I have not done as much of. I just actually closed one today that's going to be on the 23rd of January. That's a workshop. So I am, one of my goals is for the year, while I'm still trying to stay in the New England area, I have a spot in Atlanta I'm going to be filling for a few weeks. But I'm trying to do a little bit more in my home state, and I think it's a state that actually needs this more than a lot of states because we lose so much of our talent leaves the area, and Vermont is such a small populace. One of my goals is try to help develop some of this leadership around here to keep some of the local talent closer to Vermont because that's where I see a big need for it with so many people exiting our area.
So walk me through a little bit of the process if you can, because most people listening that have any type of, staff have a need for your services, whether we're willing to admit it or not, the need's there. So what's the process? You come in and what are some of the steps you do to help them to improve their leadership?
Well, that's a great question, Kevin, because I know a lot of people wonder how do you get to this? One of the things we actually do is come in and start interviewing people. We will sit down and just talk to people and ask questions to find out what some of the issues are that they're dealing with, how we can help address them. So many times the owners think they know where the problems are, but the owners are there day in or day out, or if it's upper management, and they get blinders on, Kevin, and they don't really see the problems. And my process is usually a 2 to 3 day initial process where I come in. I'll actually sit down one-on-one with certain people, as many of the staff as I can, and depending on the time. And we'll sit in an office for 30, 45 minutes. Sometimes it can go to an hour and a half if it gets really going. And I've actually had people ask me if I was a professional as far as a psychological analyst or something, the way I ask people. And I said, no, I've just been doing this a long time. I'm intuitive with people, and I'm able to put things into place to be able to help the team actually work better together. I see so many times where companies do these DISC profiles, and they're awesome. DISC profiles are great, don't get me wrong. But what I normally see is after the DISC profiles, they're put away in a file. And it's like it's so we can help each other work together and know how each other are. But I'm not seeing their DISC profile. They're not seeing my DISC profile. How are they know I'm a D or they know I'm an S, but what are we doing with that information? So often it sits in a desk. And my goal is to get that information about the individuals and work with the staff to get them working the right way together. Some people need more encouragement. Some people need less supervision. I'm a big believer in no micromanagement. I'm a big believer in giving people the information and the tools they need to do the job and mentoring them from afar, but not sitting over their shoulders. But there are some people who actually need that to make them a little more successful. Not many, but some. So that's my goal is to come in and find out the personality types and making sure that they're getting the information the way they need it. And it's very rare, very rare. I could say 3% of the time I've said somebody needs to go, that they're not a right fit for the business. It's very rare. My goal is not to ever run anybody out of the business, but to get them in the right spot, the right seat on the bus, as I think Peter Drucker said it. So that's my goal is to make that work that way. And usually after the interviews, I go back to my hotel room, write it up, send them sometimes anywhere from 10 to 15 page report. Many owners have said to me, "Wow, I've worked with a lot of consultants, but I've never had somebody do an in-depth report this in-depth." And that's one of the things that sets us apart is I'm very, very much into the detail of getting people in the right position and making sure we're working with people the right way and making sure they're engaged and being fulfilled at what they do the best we can.
So we got about 30 seconds left. How can people reach out to you? How can they learn more, my friend?
Well, if they want to follow me on LinkedIn, I'm just on LinkedIn, on Thane Isaacs on LinkedIn, and you can look me up, Thane Isaacs, or you can give me a call at 802-770-4061. And my website is tomorrowinnovated.com. Those are the best three ways to get me. I am on Facebook. I'm on your Facebook, on your B2B website as well. with a profile there. If they want to reach out through that, any of those will work. I do prefer the phone call because it gets us personal and right away, and I can hear your problems, and there's no downtime toward that. That's my preferred way of communication, but whatever works for the individual works for me.
Danny, really appreciate you taking the time I did to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
You got it, Kevin. You're the best. You have a great one.
Have a great day. Bye now.
Yes, sir. Bye.